Hello, this is Dr. Yvonne Murphy, and I do divine clearing sessions on Zoom or WhatsApp or Skype or wherever. So distant work, also distant chiropractic, distant remote cranial, and just to educate those of you that don't know about this modality, I've been receiving for years my treatments this way because I've been working around the world, and I've given treatments around the world in this way, and it can be a bit of a stretch for those not, you know, familiar with healing and working with bodies. You know, I studied my Doctor of Chiropractic degree in the 1980s, and I've been giving treatments ever since then, every day. You know, I used to see 66 patients a day in America. And, you know, that's when you really get to know it's something greater at work. I knew it wasn't me doing it. I knew there was an incredible, you know, 100th monkey effect as people came in for their treatment. I had 8 massage tables in the room. And I knew that as I was working on one client, the others in the room were getting the treatment. But now what we're talking about is still working in that zone, still working in that loving, knowing field, but doing it remotely. So I wanted to share with you a lovely treatment that I was just involved in. So I'm sitting at the banks of the Ganges, looking out my window at the Ganges, and we start with a prayer. We invoke all the help from the powers of Mother Ganges, Mother India. These people were in Europe. We invoked the powers of their ancestors and their land, and we gave thanks to our privilege, you know, that we can do this, the abundance that we live with. You know, just the amazing awe that this is possible, that when we ask for help, it is given. But often we don't ask for help, and so it's not given. And then when two or more are gathered in a session, even if it's in different parts of the world, it's like the whole of the universe comes in to help. So already before, so just giving you a little intro picture of what's possible in sessions, and maybe you'll want to do some for yourself or just feel into it and receive the healing for yourself, because it does go out to anyone that's asking for help. All the treatments, anyone connected to you that's asking for help, the love and light and help goes to them through you. So that's available here now. So before we even started, I tuned in with the couple, and I was already doing some distant cranial with them, welcoming, just lovingly observing the nervous system flow, the brain, you know, the flow, they call it the long tide in the cranial world, of the flow from the head to the feet. And of course, a lot of the power is connecting up to the universal long tide. So that's the part of us that's eternal, that doesn't have a body, that doesn't die, that wasn't born. And when we connect up with that, there's huge healing and transformation in that, because that's actually the truth of who we are. And that's actually the real process that we're all in, growing our spiritual calibration, growing in love. And as we do that, we grow in health, duh. You know, everything goes together. So that's why I love doing these sessions, knowing that as somebody reports back, oh, my back pain has gone away, or I don't get those headaches anymore, or my relationship with my child is so much easier now. I see the changes in my child. I don't necessarily see them in me, but I see the changes in my child. I'm reminded that this is our spiritual growth, and I do believe that's why we chose to come into a body. We came in to grow. We came in to grow in love, in spiritual calibration, in wisdom and strength, in who we are. And eventually we realize that actually who we are is eternal love. And I mean, that's each our own process. So yeah, happy to be part of that at any level. And there's no force, because the reminder is love is gentle, love is kind, love doesn't force, love isn't cathartic, love just sits in love. So yeah, so before the session started, it already felt quite good, because there was some nice clearing with this couple, and they get regular treatments, and so didn't feel like there was a whole lot there needed, but always good to focus in with the love. And then as soon as we went up to Zoob, they introduced me to the new kitten. And of course I could feel the new kitten had quite a charge on it, quite a lot of fear, quite a lot of rawr, you know, that cat energy of untreated wild cat that's been displaced and just landed, maybe in its first or second life. So it was lovely to call on the powers of the cat diva, call on the powers of the cat kingdom, and ask for help for this lovely little kitten, and to share that with the owners of the little kitten, that they can do the same. Because, you know, okay, I've been working with animals most days for 30 or 40 years, but there's a power of that kingdom, an overriding soul of that animal kingdom that can do way more and knows way more than me. You know, my littleness and ignorance is so shocking, actually. That's why we have to connect up at the beginning of the session with the real powers, admit our humility and our need for help. There's such beauty and power in that. So the cat received clearing and settling, and welcomed that to go out into the cat kingdom too, for any cats that were connected to that little kitten, and welcome help. So with that done, I said, yeah, so what do you need help with? The cat feels much better. And they were like, yeah, it's settling down now, purring, and thank you for that good information. We'll use it. We'll ask for help and ask for direction. Because the direction you get from the soul of the animal kingdom is so specific and so perfect, and exactly what's needed, if you can be quiet and listen for that and be receptive. And that's part of the beauty of doing the treatments too, because you get more and more in that place of silence, of healing, of being a healed healer, and being open to receiving more love and more of whatever is needed for the cat or for your partner or your classroom or whatever. So yeah, so the woman mentioned, oh, still got ongoing inflammation in my back, still have back pain. So it was like, okay, so let's jump in and do some, welcome some help there and be present there with that back, with that person. And just feeling into it and feeling the coherence come back into the back, you know, the gentle, healthier flow of the fluids, healthier nerve flow, healthier lymph flow, healthier blood flow, healthier nerve flow. And then I was reminded to share with her something that she probably already knew, but to remind her that, because they have knowledge in homeopathy and use it, and I've studied at the British School of Homeopathy and the Los Angeles School of Homeopathy. I didn't complete my MDH in homeopathy because I realized it's something greater at work anyway, and I didn't need another doctorate, because as one of my spiritual teachers reminded me, your doctorate is a defense against the truth. And yeah, that really resonated for me. You know, there isn't actually a doctorate needed to help myself or to help anyone. And of course, it's beautiful not to negate any of it. We play our part and we show up in our doctor roles in Yes, of course, if I need a doctor tomorrow, I'll go to one if that's the help that's needed. So, yeah, what came through for her was the reminder that Kelly Self, to take it as a cell salt, it is for third degree inflammation. And she did know that, but it was a good reminder because it really does work. And I get to share things like that in sessions. And I also reminded her of some exercises that I'd given that allow the body to come into symmetry. Because if our body is in perfect symmetry, then there's no pain, you know, there's nerve flow, there's blood flow, the body can replace itself. So these are all things that I can give in the distance sessions just as easily as I could give in the in-person sessions. And the other thing I reminded her for her low back was that I do consistently see faster healing for bad low backs if somebody wears a back belt. Because what a back support does is it holds our back in place, it holds the stretched out ligaments in place so they can heal quicker. Because in any bad back or any bad anything, there's stretched out ligaments, there's areas of the body that have to heal. And if we put on a support that helps with that, well, of course, the back, low backs particularly, they mend quicker because they're being held in alignment. There's also mental support with that. We feel the physical support, and that knocks on to our head, to our mental support. We feel, oh, there's help here. I can do this. I can make change. I can take the next healthy step. So, anyway, that was her and her back. And